This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
34 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-50s. Sunny, 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 sunny. Nice. Cloudy.
Oh.
I was going through the suns into the clouds. So, yeah, clouds will show up around 2, 3 in the afternoon. But it doesn't look like any rain.
Good.
Thursday, Friday, we're back into the sun. But, again, the temperature will be nice. There'll be some rain next weekend. Hi. But it's time. I mean, I heard you can't even trust a 7-day forecast.
No.
3 days out. Yeah, three days out is your that's your golden spot. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. My daughter's back from D.C.
Man.
Big trip.
Yep. Now, if you missed the story, I told there was a couple of discussions we had last week. She went, my 13-year-old went on a trip with her class from school to Washington, D.C., and the big scandal in the Duffy household, my wife, she was not having an easy time letting our daughter go.
Yeah.
Like, this was the first big independence thing. And
it's a big one.
Yeah. But she had a blast, came back safe, obviously, because, you know, she was there with, like, 30 other adults. But my wife, for fear that something would happen to my daughter in case of an emergency, attached our credit card to her Apple Pay on her phone. And she did this without consulting me in any way. In fact, did it in front of me without consulting
And there's no control over this. She could spend whatever she wanted, right?
Bingo. So.
What was the damage?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
well,
no.
I had said.
How bad?
Because you also sent her with cash, too.
Yes, we did.
So did she come back with any of the cash? Or was that gone?
Cash is a great question.
She was spinning like a drunk Duffy. I've seen that.
My daughter?
Yeah.
While in D.C.
No.
Spent.
This is like the Jerry Lewis telethon, right? Roma,
baby!
$240
Whoa!
On the credit card.
And that's on top. That's just extra stuff, right? Because all of, like, her meals and stuff were all taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's not
ahead
any
of time. Yeah.
That's just straight fun money.
Okay.
Fun
so,
money?
Let me explain.
I don't spend that on a vacation.
Okay.
So, unbeknownst to me, my daughter, on Wednesday night, the first night they were there, they went to the Hard Rock Cafe in D.C. to have dinner.
Yeah.
And because all of the vintage stuff is now trendy again, my daughter really wanted a Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt.
When in D.C.
Man, what does that set you back?
What a random thing.
Because
it says Hard Rock D.C.
Yeah, like people wear them. It's just like ones they found at a thrift store.
I didn't think like the Hard Rock was still
cool.
Yeah, like a thing.
All the kids, bunch of kids bought
them.
Fun fact, in the year 2024, a Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt cost $90.
God damn, man.
90.
And it's got to be crap.
Oh, it's the crappiest
It's got to be the thinnest
Don't
crap
dry that.
That ever crapped.
Don't wear it in the sun.
She's wearing it off the bus. My wife gave her permission to use the credit card on that sweatshirt.
Right.
And my daughter took that as use the credit card to pay for everything.
So blanket. Just go nut.
Which, by the way, I called. Did I not call that? So some of the highlights of purchases, $26 on a euro out of a street.
Wait, a street euro?
Yep.
That should be like $10
26?
Tops.
Euro and fries, 26.
Oh, so did my she buy? God. Should she buy some for other people too?
No, because I can see. It shows like itemized.
Did street food go insane?
I mean, it is DC,
but for almost $30 for a sandwich.
Bro, I don't know what you want from me, man.
Because that was the reason you eat on the street is because it's cheap.
She definitely bought some for her friends.
Okay, she bought a $40 stuffed tiger at the zoo. I don't know.
Okay.
Because her friends bought the stuffed tiger. But the funniest purchases, you know, you see your kids and the things they do. You can imagine what their thought process was. Because I know my daughter was aware that after the fun was over, that there was going to be consequences.
Sure.
So she had to do something to mitigate those consequences.
What'd she do?
She believed that getting us souvenirs
souvenirs. Yeah.
She bought me and my wife's souvenirs with our own money.
She buy you like a magnet? She probably like went small on your souvenir.
She got my wife a presidential magnet. Okay. She's exactly what she got.
What's a president? The seal?
It's like a president. That was a magnet.
That's probably $10.
She got me a little, like, it looks like a diamond. It's like 4 inches big. And inside it's got like the Washington Memorial carved.
Oh, man, it's a really
laser etched.
Yeah. Low end chachkala.
So
she went bigger on her own stuff.
Oh, of course.
Yes, of course she did. With my money. But the funniest part is my daughter, as I went and picked her up 10 o'clock on Friday night when she got home, and she's telling me, you know, I got you guys some really nice stuff.
Oh,
really nice.
Yeah,
it was really cool. You know, it's hard to find. Like, she sounds like my dad. It's like it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying, because she does, you know, she doesn't know this. It's just coming out of her brain, right? So she goes, yeah, you know, it's really, really nice. Really, really nice. So she gets home. And she pulls out the souvenir, she hands it to me, she's like, yeah. And of course, like, I'm gracious, right? Like, this is great, honey, thank you, I love you. She left the price tag on the bottom. Now, let's keep in mind, she spent $26 on a euro, $40 on a tiger, $90 on a Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt. My hard-to-find, rare, amazing souvenir was $7.99. $7.99. She resorted to kickbacks to try and get out of trouble.
She had to save money somewhere.
She was in D.C. She learned from the best, right?
Forgot. Those clubs in Washington, what a bunch of
clubs. No, she bribed you with your own money. Exactly what it is. It's like your tax refund, right?
How did she think that was going to work? Like, here's the thing.
It does work, though.
But you couldn't even get mad about it, could you?
No.
Well, no, I was going to let my wife handle this. Right, because look, that's a lot of money
for
a 13-year-old, especially in D.C. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to bring this up Friday night. Everyone's had a long week.
Yeah.
Like, we'll deal with this Saturday morning. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting. Like, I'm almost like the sibling waiting to hear like their brother or sister got in trouble. Never came up.
Of course.
Never came up.
Yeah.
So the kid's going to skate on this.
Well, I mean, she did have permission, so it's hard to light her up because... Yeah. You know what I mean?
First of all, how dare you? What? Second of all, shut up. She had permission to buy a sweatshirt, and my wife was unaware of what the sweatshirt costs, I'm sure. There was no way my daughter was like, this Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt is $90. You know, my wife, she's a simple woman from Delaware. She probably thought that was a $12 sweatshirt. That's Amish country out there.
Yeah, is that what it is? Oh, my God.
Well, it's tough to also be upset if she's spending it on food and stuff too.
Like,
it's
what? You didn't eat the stuffed tiger.
Okay, well, stuffed tiger.
But they fed her. There was food for her to eat.
Yeah, but like, what do you do when your kids are like, I was hungry, so I bought food? I mean, like, you can't get mad.
I wish you could have seen the treasure chest of snacks my wife sent her down with. It was like a food pantry full of snacks that she said, because she got, you know, well, your friends can have this. And by the way, everyone on the bus brought enough snacks for everyone else.
And she ate fancy, too, because, like, did you know what a euro was when you were 13?
No.
I didn't either. I wouldn't want it. I would. Somebody goes, you want a euro? Yeah. I go, no, that sounds gross, man. Give me a burger with fries.
I'm with you.
Like, she went top shelf street food.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
So it only gets worse from here, right?
Yeah, because she's going to have more trips.
Oh, no.
And as she ages, as she gets older, she's going to have more expensive things.
Here's where it gets worse. Right. Here's where it gets worse. Right. So my youngest, I told you guys last week, is taking a group tennis lesson.
Yeah.
She wants to play tennis for school next year, and I'm all about
those kids tend to be pretty poor.
She needs, like... workout shirts. You know what I'm saying?
For tennis?
Yeah, like shirts. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, her sister's got all this stuff because she plays hockey. Right. Claire's never played a sport before, so okay, no problem. Right. We're going to go to Marshall's.
The athletic gear.
Yeah. We're going to go to Marshall's. We're going to get like three $7 athletic shirts. Bingo, bingo,
That's
bingo.
What you think, buddy.
Well, my little one, no problem.
Okay.
No problem at all. We get what she's very simple, get what she needs. Nice. She's happy. Good to go.
Fantastic.
Stella comes around the corner with like this high-end blow dryer.
A blow dryer.
Blow dryer for Marshalls. I need this blow dryer.
It's on sale, Dad.
No, you don't need a blow dryer. Mommy says I need a blow dryer. No, it doesn't. No.
How many blow dryers do you have in that house?
I don't
know. With three women with a lot of hair.
With black girl hair, which, by the way, very different than white girl hair, which I did not discover until after I had to comb black girl hair. You know how many combs I've broken off in my daughter's heads growing up?
Tell me about it, bro.
A lot of them, Tommy. So my daughter, my oldest, goes, I'll pay for the hair dryer. I go, how much is it? She goes, it's $80.
Woo!
God damn.
That's a good one.
Hey, at Marshall's, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. That must have been a high-end blow dryer.
So I go, you have $80? She goes, well, no. I've got my credit card.
Oh, wait, the same one from the trip?
My credit card.
Thank you. And well. Like, it was like, we're in the middle of Marshall's, full stop, timeout from
not
everything.
Real money.
Okay, that's a problem. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. If she was holding $80 cash in her hand and it was her money, that's not even a discussion. Because now it's just magic money that comes out of, you know, mommy and daddy's whatever.
That's the best money.
So like I'm like, no, one, it's not your credit card. Two, if you ever use that again, I'm taking your phone away. Three, if you ever spend $80 on a hairdryer, period, for the rest of your life, I'm disowning you as my child.
Well, are you going to detach her from the phone account
like
since she's not on the
or
trip
do you
anymore?
Just always want it? Well, I guess it would be a pain to keep putting it on and taking it
be
off.
Be less expensive.
I have not had that discussion with my wife yet.
Yeah, you got to clip that, man.
I want to take that off, but my wife's argument is exactly what Kimmy's argument is going
to
be.
It's probably a pain to put it on there.
And my wife's going to be like, well, what if she gets in an emergency around here and we're not around?
And she needs an $80 hair dryer to get out of her problem.
Bro. I told you guys exactly how this was going to happen last week.
Yeah.
And it's happening exactly how I said it was. And nobody's being like, hey, you were right. I'm sorry. Like, nobody in my house was like, hey, you know what?
Oh, really? No, you're never gonna get credit for that, man. That's just the way it goes.
But I will make one more. I will make a final prediction. Right. I'll make a final prediction. There is going to be a point with my daughter now thinking this credit card is, like, for use of all times. There will be a point where my wife, like 2-3 months from now, goes, hey, I got to talk to you. You know, Stella,
to you or to her?
To me. She's going to come to me. She goes, you know, Stella's just like spending money on this credit card, and we need to teach her about financial responsibility. We.
Yeah.
We.
I know.
You and me and me and you. You and
like
me.
Like it never happened before. Like this conversation hasn't come up in the past.
And like this would be a problem at all had there been a discussion to begin with.
I know.
Instead of just being like, ah.
And this is just got to be the beginning, too, of the locking of the horns, right? Of teenagers and parents.
Yeah.
It has to get worse.
Shut up.
And then they leave.
Shut up.
You just got to hope that the other one stays little bit easier, I guess.
No, unless
so that way it evens out, kind of.
You like that, yeah. But unless like the younger one ends up being like the dictator's son, like he's watching dad doing what he does,
a silent killer.
And then like he goes, "Nah, I would have killed that guy differently. I would have killed that guy, not that guy." And then they get the power.
No, they are playing two very different games because my 13-year-old. Asks for everything all the time, right?
Permission.
Then, no, like,
oh,
I,
no, no, I'm
I
sorry,
want,
you're 13.
I want my 13-year-old. Yeah. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this.
More
want
like
that.
A demand.
Yes, and when you go no, it's like, well, you always tell me no. It's because you always ask for everything. I have to tell you no. Where my 11-year-old plays the long game, where she does, you know, always does everything
builds
we ask
up.
Her all the time. But she knows in doing this, anytime she asks for something, she's going to get it.
Yeah.
And whenever she gets what she asks for, she rubs it in my older daughter's face. Mm-hmm. So like they're both playing a dangerous game.
Yeah.
A dirty, dirty game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can separate folks listening to our show into two separate categories.
Who you got?
People that are very concerned about what's going on with our planet.
Oh, you're Earthies.
Yeah, you got it. And people that don't want to be inconvenienced in any way.
F the Earth.
I don't think it's so much F the Earth. It's like, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do.
I don't need the Earth.
But what's funny is this matters to both people.
Oh.
Because it's not so much about saving the planet as much it is about saving money in your house.
That's fantastic.
There's an article out yesterday that gives you a bunch of tips on what you can do to help save the planet.
Okay.
And there is one that is super simple yet divisive.
Really?
Fun fact, the easiest thing you can do to help our planet.
Why is that?
Eat all your leftovers.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't throw out food.
Yeah. They make the argument that not only is it not wasteful, right, but a lot of time and energy and money and resources goes into the food, whether it's meat, whether it's vegetables, whether it's processed food, that you eat, right? Like the less food that we have to keep making over and over again, the better it is for our planet.
Eat your food.
And again, I understand there are people that hear that and go, don't care, and that's fine, whatever, not my business. However, whether or not you care about the planet, the smart thing to do is to eat up all the food you make till it's gone, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so just for your own budget.
Yeah. So both of you are pro leftovers?
I'm not big on next day food. Like, it's like used food.
It's not used because you didn't use it. That's why it's left over.
They say once you prepare a meal, it loses like 50% of the value once you put it on the plate. It's like a car. Yeah, I'm not big on next day stuff.
Okay. Kimmy, are you a leftover person?
We don't have leftovers.
Well, yeah, she's got the machine at her house, man.
Like, even if not everything gets eaten at dinner, it gets put in the fridge, it's eaten like later that night.
So he's Earth Boy.
He's great for the Earth. Great for the Earth.
All right. The phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. I guess my question is this. Mm-hmm. We know the cost of groceries, people are hurting with that, right? And we know that people are cooking more at home because it's the more affordable option.
Yeah.
Has consumption of leftovers gone up over the last 4 or 5 years?
Because we're cooking more at home?
And it's the easiest way to save cash. I mean, it's essentially a free meal you didn't plan on having the next day.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Some things don't hold up.
Like, okay, that's the typical spoiled excuse of, I don't want to eat leftovers.
I don't want to dry, gets mushy, gets watery.
Do you throw things away by the sell-by date?
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm big, like... Get rid of it.
But sell-by is still good for a while.
No,
they have to sell it by then.
Then you're in the danger zone.
You're not
You're playing a dangerous
up.
Game with your colon.
Shut up, Kenny Loggins.
So, because my wife is like, save it. Let's save it. Let's freeze it. And then let's throw it out in 6 months.
Okay.
Because that's what we end up doing. Like, she'll bring home food from the restaurant, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it'll sit there. And then we'll toss it.
Mm-hmm.
I just say leave it there.
Okay, fine. Restaurant is one thing, because I'm with you there. If you bring home a quarter of a meal, that's not going to satisfy anybody, right? I'm talking about like a meal you
home
make the
cooking.
Night before. Yeah.
Because you probably end up cooking more than you're going to eat that night because you follow the recipe.
And you won't. It's always better to cook more than it is to cook less, because you don't want anyone to be hungry. It does leave... Always leftovers.
You
got to
have a ton of leftovers.
We do.
With the kids.
We do.
So you just toss them?
No, but that's just it. So my wife insists on saving every morsel of food from leftovers. Mm.
She's a big freezer person.
She
right?
is, which bothers me because I don't like the freezer thing. Once we get to the freezer, okay, you can throw it out.
Yeah.
But my wife, for as much as she wants to save all the leftovers, the next day, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And my kids, I don't want that.
You just had that yesterday.
It drives me nuts. It's free food.
This is the other thing I hate. Mm. Is when you have to eat like the same thing for 3 days because we made so much of it. Like somebody makes soup, right?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Thanksgiving's the worst Because I said, let's stretch the turkey into soup.
Yeah.
My parents would be eating that soup for like 2 weeks.
Well, I don't understand what the problem with
it's
that is.
It's murkier than the Hudson, man. I don't want that. I don't want your Hudson turkey soup.
Like, it's the least effort you will put into preparing a meal. It's going to be good because you had it the night before and it was delicious.
But it goes down a little bit each
day. No, it's in your head. It's totally in your head.
You know, fresh, good.
Fresh, good.
Next day, and every day after that, it gets worse. So, then you're eating like ass plate.
My wife made a meatloaf last night.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Well, meatloaf is the best.
Amazing. So there's half a meatloaf left that was put into the fridge, and that would go great with meatloaf sandwiches. You can just heat it back
up again.
Hold on.
Hold on, diet boy.
Turkey meatloaf, buddy. No big deal.
So you're telling me on a non-cheat day, you're going to have a turkey meatloaf sandwich.
I'll suck down a turkey meatloaf sandwich.
You are lying. You ain't eating no Monday meatloaf. Skinny boy.
Nobody in that house other than me is going to touch that meatloaf,
yeah.
And it's going to get thrown
away.
Well,
meatloaf is one of those things that can hold a little
bit. Oh, all of a sudden my wife made it. Now you're in on it, huh?
I mean, it's time to back it up.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about how on Earth Day today, the easiest thing you can do to save the planet if you care is to eat all your leftovers. But whether you care or you don't care, eating leftovers is a smart thing to do unless you're a spoiled-ass bitch-ass bitch.
The worst thing the next day is salad.
Why? You like, just put it in the fridge with
no,
like
it looks like somebody sat on it.
Yeah,
it's wilted.
That salad doesn't hold up. Especially if you already put the dressing on it.
It starts to deteriorate.
Yeah.
Like those croutons are going to be nasty.
Mushy.
You just don't put the dressing on the salad you don't eat. You make
no,
a big salad.
No, but let's
salad,
say you made a big toss salad.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You like toss salad?
I love a toss salad.
Get the hell out of here.
Bro, I'm toss salad man.
Bro, if you like fresh, I just started a new toss salad business.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's Close Your Eyes, Stick Your Tongue Out, Toss Salad Surprise.
Where is this place?
In the kiosk. We did it wrong, but that's okay. Right. It's early. It's a Monday. Yeah. We're just getting back into it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Todd. Oh, two buttons, stupid. Damn it. Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy? You're on CMF.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got even the salad, I will, if it's the night before, I'll eat it for, like, early lunch. Otherwise, I got to agree, it gets, like, you know, a little soggy there.
What's an early lunch?
Well, maybe 11. You know, you go to dinner at, like, 6:30 or 7. You know, if you're eating it within, you know, 13, 14 hours.
Wilted-ass salad at 11 o'clock in the morning.
All right, but outside of the salad, everything else, are you pro-leftover or anti-leftover?
I got to be pro because I make my own meals. I generally don't eat out at all, and I always have leftover. I'll buy a rotisserie chicken and I'll have three meals out of that.
Bro, he's right. That is like the rotisserie chicken is the greatest bang for your buck in the history of food.
Yeah.
No one can eat a whole rotisserie chicken.
That's that bag one.
I'll eat half the bird, then the next day I'll eat what's left of some of it, and then I'll make the chicken salad for lunch the next day.
Even you take the bones, boil them up, baby. You got a stew going.
Boiled up bones.
No. Todd, thanks for the call, baby. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, look, that's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the way that all of our parents did it, our grandparents did it.
But they did it because they had to.
Well, but especially like living alone, like to Todd's point, like, yeah, I could eat the same thing 3 days in a row.
Oh, man, when I lived by myself, this stuff, because he knows, like, I would just buy prepared food.
So you never, like, just made like a ton of one thing and saved it?
No. I mean, I wasn't going to cook for myself like that. And if I didn't finish it.
I'm not talking about anything fancy. I mean, it could be a bowl of pasta.
I was going to say, if you're a single person that cooks a 79-cent box of pasta, that's three full meals.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay, you're a...
What?
Nothing. I just don't...
There's a reason I'm broke. I piss away money on stupid crap.
But, like, you have an influence in your house now that is trying to straighten you. You're like,
I bet I'm way better than what I was, man.
That's a lie, because you just won't eat it. You're like a child. Like, when they bring out, like, chicken fingers that aren't cut the right way, you throw them against the wall.
Well, I don't like them touching either.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good
to hear from you, buddy.
You too, guys. I enjoy crushing a day-old pizza. That is, to me... I don't know. I love that. But I like leftovers. And I got a new nickname for Tommy. It's Bitch Lips Boy. Because his lips can't touch day-old food. Only the finest and freshest of food for Tommy.
Now, Ben, although I agree with you that next-day pizza is better than fresh pizza.
Sometimes. It depends on the pizza.
Well, you know, the one thing you do have to be careful of.
What's that?
When you're making leftovers, like if you put them in the microwave, they can be ridiculously hot.
Oh, yeah, and quick.
Yeah. Like you don't realize, like all of a sudden. Like, there were, I'm surprised Ben likes leftovers because there was that incident where he heated up that meatloaf from the day before.
Oh, yeah.
You remember what that
was? My mouth is deafened. My big lip hurts so bad with the meatloaf. It's just mean to me.
Great nickname, Ben. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, real quick. I'll see you guys Thursday.
For?
The NFL draft.
Wonderful. I will be there at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Li. We'll see you for the NFL draft, Ben. I can't wait, buddy. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Go Dolphins.
All right, Ben. Can we change where the event's going to be? Look, it comes down to this, having the discussion about leftovers. How you feel about leftovers is how you were raised as a child. If you were a child that was raised on leftovers, you love leftovers.
But I was, and I hated it.
Your mother made a fresh meal, three meals a day.
No, but they were big, like, depression people, and they'd always shame you into eating stuff. And plus, all those horrible leftovers we had to eat doing stand-up, do you want to go back to that?
I didn't hate that.
Yes, you did.
No, well, you're nobody, telling me how I
nobody
feel?
Wants an 8-day-old sandwich that's been sitting unrefrigerated on a dashboard in the Midwest August.
Don't eat that. Then. Right,
he did.
No. I had a cooler. Again, the story.
Beat up ass. One of them styrofoam chintz
well,
ass coolers.
Well, does the job.
The story Tommy is referring to, when I was on the road, if you stayed at Hampton Inns back in the day, they had breakfast sandwiches you could make. And I knew that money was going to be tight that week, so I made 12 Hampton Inn breakfast sandwiches. I wrapped them in like wax paper. Yeah. I threw them in the back of a cooler, and I ate them for the whole week. Like, that was all the food I ate all week long. Yeah, and yes,
that's taking a couple risks.
That was not ideal. Yeah. It was not an ideal situation, right? But I got nothing against eating something the next day or the day after.
If you
the day
have
after that.
To, but
shut
if
up.
I don't have to, because you know, well, people did it out of necessity. But
there isn't just some stuff that you just enjoy eating that you're like, oh, thank God I have some of that left over. It was delicious.
I always think I am, and then when I do it, it's like, why did I eat that, man? It sucked. Like Chinese food.
Chinese food's great the next day. Up.
Oh, God. It gives me the trots.
Bro, it's all in your head. It's amazing.
I get the Chinese trots.
The Chinese
I get
trots.
I get the Trotskys. That's a communist trot.
It is amazing how you simply thinking something low-end can hurt you.
But it can.
No, it can't. It's not going to. Like, short of you leaving something like egg salad out in the sun all day, putting it back in the fridge and eating it, like, that'll hurt you, right? Everything else, you cook it, you eat, it's a reasonable amount of time, you put it in the fridge, it's fine.
All right, I'm going to give you the ultimate do not eat. This is not a leftover.
What?
And it happens around the 4th of July. You grill too much. You got extra hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh,
that
are
grilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've cooked them.
Yeah.
You've put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Sure.
And the next day you eat them.
Next day?
That is the nastiest food.
It's not.
First of all, that burger's drier than your grandma.
There are people that will eat it later that day after it's been sitting out. I think that's worse than eating it as a leftover.
That cold-ass, charred hot dong you got in the fridge.
I'll eat that all day.
It's a corpse.
All day, baby.
Oh, those are the nastiest.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Folks not happy about this.
What happened?
You might understand why. There's a reason the city of Rochester doesn't have these anymore. It seems they caused way more issues than they did solve the problem they were created to fix.
They didn't work.
No. But one community in our area, they don't seem to care.
Really?
And they say safety, Tommy, is the reason why they want these.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the city of Canandaigua, has approved the use of red light cameras.
I thought we were done with this stuff.
So did I.
Because, like, it didn't work.
Right.
To your point. And why does Canandaigua need red light cameras.
So the city council unanimously approved the idea. Now they have to get special permission from the state to make it happen. I don't know how hard that's going to be, if that's just a sign off on something or they have to make a pitch. And to your point a second ago, if you live in the greater Rochester area, you know what a disaster these were in the city.
And people weren't paying the bill either. Remember that? They were just stiffing.
That was a problem.
People were getting charged and it wasn't them.
Yep. Yep. They also malfunctioned. Sometimes it would go off when people stopped too close to the red light. The money they cost to maintain was apparently an issue.
Bad is traffic in Canandaigua unless there's a concert?
I mean, that's a great question. And that led to some folks in Canandaigua speaking out against this. Because there is a woman who was on 10NBC the other night. Her name is Gabrielle. She's lived in Canandaigua for 23 years. I'm going to read you a quote.
All right.
You ready? Quote, seeing the way the town is going, I see it as a bit of a money grab. It's a vacation spot for a lot of people here. I definitely say it's more of a money grab.
Just getting the pockets of the tourists.
Is she right?
I mean, I can't imagine any other reason to have these cameras, because when's the last time we've heard about a horrible traffic situation in Canandaigua?
I mean, look, it's
my
also...
God, it's the town of 70 crosswalks. Like, you got
to Well, maybe
stop.
That's why.
You have to inch, but there's no lights
there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like the lights.
You just inch down that until you get to the lake.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the folks that live in, drive through, work in Canandaigua, is this woman right that it's a cash grab, or is this something that folks want out in that area? Because here's the thing. That also might be an inappropriate question, because first of all, it's one woman saying it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
And nobody wants red light cameras in their town.
No.
Right? Like, everybody is against it. So if we open up the phone, everyone's going to say, yeah, it's a cash grab. These clowns in government. What a bunch of clowns. I mean, she does make a good point about the out-of-towners, because folks with money make Canandaigua their summertime
place. Oh, sure, yeah.
And it's also easy to get money out of their pockets if they're not familiar with these red light cameras that could be on the streets while they're there.
But I'm thinking, you think you're only going to get the out-of-towners running red lights and getting ticketed for these kind of things. But it's if you're somebody that drives around there every day, you're probably going to face it at some point too, right?
I mean, look, did you get one when they were in the city of Rochester?
I did get one.
Ooh, bad.
It was
Kimmy.
And it was turning right on red.
It's always the excuse.
It was.
Oh, you didn't do anything wrong. A malfunction. I never got one. Did you get one?
No.
Okay, so that's two out of the three members of the break room are safe drivers who didn't break the law.
Well, I was living in the city.
Yeah, that's fine.
But either way, I think a lot of people that may be for this think, yeah, get all the people coming in from out of town and running those red lights. Oh, wait a second. I got one too.
And why do you want to piss off tourists when half of your livelihood has got to be people coming down there for the summer?
I mean, that is
dumping cash all over your town.
That is a good point, right? Yeah. Like, if, you know, we've all been dragged by our wives to like places we don't want to go for like weekend away trips. Mm-hmm. If I'm spending money to go to a place like that and I'm already not thrilled about being there and I get a red light ticket, I'm doing everything I can to never go back to that place again. It does seem counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Unless they think that Canandaigua was so great and the money that they have coming in, the people are so rich that they're not going to care about a $50, $100, $150
ticket. Or they just won't pay it. like everybody else seems to have done.
Yeah, if I'm an out-of-towner from New York City, I ain't paying that ticket.
Well, it's still the same state.
Yeah.
I mean, they could probably come get you pretty easy.
I guess.
It's right there.
What happened to all the people who didn't pay the other ones?
That's a good question.
Well, you remember it wasn't paid to the city. It was paid to the people that installed and monitored the cameras.
Yeah, there was an outside company.
Yeah.
It was like in Phoenix or someplace.
That's true.
And I think they stiffed them.
Okay.
People weren't paying the bill.
I think it was a third party thing.
It was a third party. I just don't know how many people stiff, because you're sitting here going, I think probably. And again, that's always dangerous.
Much like the cameras.
252-WCMF. The city council out in Canandaigua has unanimously approved red light cameras from the town. This was a thing that came up like 2 weeks ago. Folks were like, I don't know, we're looking into it, maybe. All of a sudden, boom, it's done. They have to get special approval from the state to do it. And it sounds like folks in the town are not happy. One woman called it a cash grab on 10NBC. Okay, we're being very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ignorant?
Cynical.
Oh.
Well, no, we're always ignorant. We're being cynical.
Okay.
Right, we're automatically assuming.
We're not seeing the good.
Well, let's talk
here. That's
what
a cynic does.
Let's talk here.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up traffic during major events.
And that's about it.
Well, but there's a lot of them in Canandaigua.
There is. Right? I mean, CMAQ is huge.
And all of the summer holidays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when it's beautiful down there. Is it 5 and 20 there that goes to CMAQ? that can get a little dicey with people speeding around, right?
I mean, it's almost like the Jeff. I mean, especially it's you know, you got your Wegmans and Home Depot and all that.
There's not 10,000 people trying to get down Jefferson Road twice a week all summer.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, it's a similar road, though.
But you're also talking about people that may have been drinking and partying.
All right.
You got to factor that in? I mean, maybe the red light cameras.
But that's your bread and butter for the summer, man.
Well, your bread and butter is allowing drunk driving, man.
Not
Tommy Boulay. Thumbs up, drunk driving for money.
No.
Tommy's new game show on ABC, Drunk Drive for Cash.
But if you want to be known as a town that if you drink, you're going to get in trouble, your business is going
to
dry up.
Okay, do you want to say that out loud again and really listen to what
you
just said?
If you want to be known as a town, if you drink, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And you're a drinking town,
uh-huh.
And that's your business.
Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble.
Okay. So you think it'd be better for tourism if towns in our area are like, hey, drink and drive, no big deal. We're Webster. Drink and drive and it's fine. You're an idiot.
Hey, enforce the laws, just don't showcase them.
What is that?
You know, broadcast that, you know, we're hard ass.
Don't broadcast that if you break the law, you're going to get in trouble?
You don't want to be known as a fun summer town. With hard-ass rules.
You also don't want to be known as a fun summer town where everything goes out the window. Because every time I got a story about Canandaigua I want to tell, you go, oh, yeah.
It's heating up.
Maybe they don't like that reputation.
Yeah, but that's but part of your, that's how you get, that's how you live.
What do you mean?
First you get the truck drivers, then yes. You get the money.
And what does the camera do anyways? I mean, is it going to prevent anything?
Well, I guess the argument would be if you have people that are speeding and maybe acting inappropriately, yeah. The red light camera is another way to identify them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it doesn't stop it in the moment.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Statement.
I mean, maybe the person doesn't do it again. I don't know.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting on hold patiently. Red light cameras potentially in Canandaigua. We got Facebook messages coming in. Let's talk to John first. Hey, Johnny, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
I'd love to have you come sit. I live on North Main Street in Canandaigua. I'd love to have you come sit on my porch sometime and just watch the arrogance of people just driving through the red light.
I know those types, man. They're wearing turtleneck sweaters and shackets. They got their hairline just keeps creeping further and further back every year.
Yep, that's year round. It's not summertime. It's year round. Everybody comes through. A lot of local people they don't stop.
All right, so John, you see this as a necessity, not a cash grab.
Absolutely. I don't care where the money goes.
Well, I mean, you should care a little bit where the money goes. Like, if it was going to, like, you know, preparing, like, a bear to be released in Canandaigua, we need everybody, that would be a problem, John, you know?
Yeah, well, it's easy to sit there on the radio and say, oh, there's a cash grab.
It's super
Canandaigua.
Easy.
Well, come sit on the porch and watch.
Let me ask you this.
You don't say,
what are you going to do on your porch if they stop all this? Because that's kind of your entertainment is watching these arrogant pricks roll through your town.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there's a lot of people that live in the town that do it. And it's just it's not safe. You drive around and you see it. It's not just Canandaigua. It's everywhere.
All right, John, if we come sit on your porch, is there like lemonade included? Like what's the spread going to be?
Yeah, well, you're dodging the issue. You're putting Canandaigua down as a bunch of
arrogant people
that are rich, and that's not the story there.
Stop, John. Let's back up. The statement was from the woman that we quoted from 10NBC was it was the arrogant rich folks from out of town that they are trying to grab money from, not the folks in Canandaigua. And, John, I asked a question because I'm not familiar with Canandaigua. I wasn't sure if this was actually a problem. I even said we are being cynical here. That's why I wanted your valued opinion and maybe some lemonade if we come sit on your porch.
There you go. It's there. I'm all for it.
Okay.
And the woman that spoke said, I don't know, she'd lived there 23 years.
Yes.
She looked like she was probably 24. So,
okay.
You know, you watch the cars. Speed's a big issue on Main Street in Canandaigua.
John, I just want to say it is a little arrogant to look at somebody's age and dismiss their opinion. That is a little bit arrogant.
Well, when she said she's lived there 23 years, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Except her, because you criticized her.
I just thought I'd throw my opinion in.
Glad to have it, John. Hey, we'll meet you out at your porch, buddy. Thanks for the call.
There you go.
All right, take care.
Would be some fun porch sitting right there.
Why was John so angry?
I don't know.
He's angry and he's on his porch.
Well, I don't.
That's porch anger.
Because he started with an invitation to his porch.
That's country time.
I don't think
he
did. I think you heard it. I think you heard an invite that wasn't
No, he
there.
Said, why don't you guys come sit on my porch?
Because it's easy to sit on a show.
Yeah.
Come sit on my porch.
Also, did he call us rich? Because I'll take it.
He obviously doesn't listen to you talk on the show, Jimmy. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us. They try to squeeze all the money they can out of people in Canandaigua. It's a joke. I've never seen a place that takes and takes and takes and doesn't give anything. Okay, well, they're doing something, right? Because it's always packed when the weather gets nice.
No, I go down there, I drop my money off, and I go home. I go, thanks, Canandaigua.
Well, but like, here's the thing.
I'm going to go sit on John's porch. John's right.
I don't think he's going to give us lemonade.
Well, no, but he did invite us. We have the audio. Like, if we show up, he can't call the cops because there was an invitation extended.
If you go to his house, it's going to be leftover lemonade.
I'm fine with
from
that.
2 days ago.
I'm fine with that. Country time does not go bad. But look, here's the thing, man. Yeah. Like, see, now it always goes too far the other way. Brian, take it. John. Look, for all the bitching and the moaning that you've been doing and I may have done earlier, for us just being down the road from Canandaigua, it's not like a red light camera program is going to keep you and your wife from going down, right?
No.
Or me from going to see
CMAC. We go down there and have lunch. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you sit here, oh, you know, if I got a red light ticket, I'm never going. You're lying. You're going back.
Of course I'm going to go
You
back.
Lie. Why you lie?
Unless we get a ticket and then my wife may not want to go down there. Here's what will happen. We'll skip a summer, and then next summer we'll be right back down there.
Yes, and like the people that live in Canandaigua who are anti this, like I understand it. Mm. I get it, having, you know, lived through it here in the city of Rochester. Mm. It's not like you're going to move.
No.
Like they kind of do have you checkmated here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they can do what they want.
You're not giving up that porch.
No, John's pro red light camera. He wants a red light camera at his front door in case some fast-ass talking radio personality shows up for two-day-old lemonade. Let's take a break. So Monday, man. Come on.
I know.
Chill
John's
out.
John's up and at it early.
It's going to be worse. It's just going to get worse from here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.